Now we've only got one question left, which is very much a summing up question. Clive, I think if that's all right with you, we'll give 2 minutes to each of the candidates to answer that, as we're running really nicely well on time. It's a very simple question. It probably gives you, if we give you 2 minutes, it gives you an opportunity to address anything you didn't have time to address right at the start or in answering any of the previous questions. And the final question is, why should we pick you? So, first up, Chris, please, and you've got 2 minutes to answer this.
Oh, thank you, Nicola. That's really great, giving me the first chance. I believe that I have the skills, the commitment, and the background knowledge to build into our new strategic plans the things that might be missing, the things that may be in the past that work well, and some of the things we're doing now that work well, and combining all of those, that I want to be able to have some influence on that at a strategic level, because that's where it comes from. And our duty as a board of directors is to work together to establish those strategic plans so that it then permeates down to through the chief executive, to our operational staff, that they can be inspired by the direction of the organisation that is moving forward in a way that really works for people with blind and low vision. And I can bring that vision to the organisation and work alongside the new directors, if that happens, and the current directors to achieve that aim and that vision that I have for my organisation. And I think I'd like to think that the life skills that I learned from the organisation have kept me in good stead for the whole of my life. And I want to have our clients right now have the ability to choose those services that suit them so that they can get on with the life they choose. And I believe I'm the right man to do that job alongside other directors. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Vaughan, next, please.
I believe I am ready. I've had a lifelong relationship with the foundation. I was involved, not at the front line as much, but certainly with the final processes that led to reform of the organisation from the statute and advisory committee structure to a member empowerment, self-determination, incorporated society type of structure. I have knowledge of the organisation's services. I have aspirations for its success. I think that there are some critical challenges ahead for the organisation, and I feel able and ready to be part of the collective that faces those challenges, recruiting a new chief executive, setting a new organisational direction, building confidence through the expression of a positive image of what it means to be blind that I think board directors are charged with doing. And it's tempting to say it's to fix things. It's actually, I think, more constructive to say we are embarking on a building of a new organisation. I've observed most of the board's meetings over the last 12 months. I like the direction that it is heading down with respect to openness. I have an understanding of the complexity of how the board has to grapple with complex problems. And I think the organisation deserves our input as knowledgeable, experienced, capable blind people.
Thank you, Vaughan. Next up, Fraser, please.
I think the next period is a critical one for this organisation that requires some experience at governance level. I remain motivated to see the foundation pursue what is really important in terms of our mission. We have lots of potential to raise a lot more money. We have lots of potential to influence iHealth strategy in New Zealand to ensure that better outcomes are achieved in prevention, diagnosis and treatment. We have wonderful opportunities to make sure that accessibility legislation leads to social inclusion for blind people. We have wonderful opportunities from the advancement of adaptive technology to make sure that blind people are truly independent in the workplace and their general lives. We have wonderful opportunities to rebuild our staff and rebuild our culture. It does require some experience of recent events and how the board makes its decisions and what its responsibilities are. I believe I'm across those responsibilities. I remain committed to processes such as recruiting a chief executive and coming up with a new strategic plan. And I believe what I have learned will ensure those particular processes will align as closely as possible to our mission. And what's more, I believe I have the skills to take opportunities in advancing the level of resource we have through fundraising.
15 seconds.
To make sure the organisation actually has the capability that is needed for these challenges. Thank you.
Thanks, Fraser. Next up, Paul, please.
Thank you. I think I'm in a position with the time, energy and enthusiasm to devote to this. And having had a career that had a commitment that to service and involved listening, I think that that's something that is needed from the membership to fill some of the gaps that have ended up causing discontent and increasing services. I think there's always changing times and challenges for charity organisations, and so that's the two sides of that are important, both the money generation and the wise spending. And I think that there's an aspect that some more management into advocacy to help our membership through into the central government sort of level, and then also now that aspects of diagnosis and treatment and prevention are coming to the fore, which is going to need a whole new repertoire of working around it, particularly as financially I can see many people don't regard, blind people as worthy of getting the treatments that are coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Stephen, please.
I believe the organisation has become a bit fragmented over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm not certain that the board was maybe strong enough, and I'm going to use some blunt words here, dealing with the CEO, and as a result, that organisation did become run down, and it has shown some signs over the last 12 months of improvement, no doubt about that. But it's taken a long time, and we should never have got into that position. What needs to happen with this organisation now is we need to continue coming together again as one organisation. I believe we've had a CEO, we've had the board, we've had the managers, we've had the members, and we've had the staff, and I don't think there's been enough interaction or ability for those groups to interact as well as they should. And I think if we can achieve that, I think we will go back to being a very strong organisation. I've done a lot of work, as I said at the start, in the public service around disabilities. I've managed to change some things in there. I made IRD aware that they have visually impaired staff and, oh, by the way, visually impaired taxpayers. So they had to change their technology a little bit because they were quite ignorant to that fact. And as I said, some work across the public service. I believe I could bring a fresh approach to this. I think in an organisation like that, like this, you do need to have some turnover, and that's not a reflection on any individuals, but I think you need to get people coming in to
the
board to just bring in some fresh ideas and fresh direction and fresh thoughts. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Stephen. And Martine, please.
I believe that some continuity is needed, and I've just got, over the last 4 years, hopefully my feet under the table and familiar with the culture, cultural aspects and issues. So I'd love to be main involved with improving that. I've got experience in recruitment of CEOs in international and other disability organizations in New Zealand. So I believe I've got the skill level to help with the new recruitment. I grew up with residential services, and I always promote that because that's what given me a good base. But I also want us to focus on new services and new trends. I work in the area with some organizations to do with new technology, artificial intelligence, and I think we have a great role to get our members involved and help others to cross the digital divide. International development is very important. I've been born in Namibia, then moved to South Africa, and I was traveling about 6 times a year overseas. So I see a lot of organizations being fledgling or having the resilience. And I see what aspects determine that fragility and that resilience. And especially post-COVID, I believe we've got great strength. And I've seen many examples of how organizations can adjust and adapt to whether it's technology or having to do things differently at times. How do we keep what's working? Plus, how do we adjust? So thank you again for those of you to come and listen. Thank you for giving the time.
Thank you, Martine.